Three ways to boost your child's resilience. As a parent, it is your job to help your kids become healthy, happy, and well-adjusted. One of the best ways to help your child is to boost their resilience. Helping your child boost their resilience will allow them to be curious, trust their instincts, and step outside of their comfort zones. As a parent, though, it can be difficult to boost your child's resilience. To help you out, here are three effective strategies for boosting your child's resilience. 1. Focus on your emotional connection. One of the most important determiners of a person's resilience is their connection with the world around them. In other words, resilient people tend to have very strong relationships with their family, friends, and community. The reason for this is that these connections act as a support system when things go wrong. One of the best ways to boost your child's resilience is to build a strong emotional connection with them. This will give your child the opportunity to build coping strategies within the context of a caring and safe relationship. You can build a strong emotional connection with your child by spending one-on-one time with them, whether it be through doing homework, playing at the park, or watching TV. One-on-one time with your child is crucial for building a strong emotional connection and boosting your child's resilience. 2. Promote healthy risk-taking. Another way to boost your child's resilience is to promote healthy risk-taking. Today, the world is filled with a mindset that children need to be kept in a completely safe environment. While it is important that your child is safe from physical and emotional harm, there is such a thing as healthy risk. Healthy risk will allow your child to step outside their comfort zone without feeling unsafe or in harm's way. Examples of healthy risk-taking include pushing your child to try a new sport, participating in a play, or talking about their feelings when they are upset. By promoting healthy risk-taking, your child can learn effective strategies for handling and coping with stressful challenges. At the same time, these risks are not dangerous for the physical or emotional well-being of your child, so they will have little to no harm even if they are unsuccessful. 3. Let your child problem solve. A third way to boost resilience in your child is to let them problem solve on occasion. Often, children come to their parents to solve every single problem, even if they can solve it themselves. Most parents feel naturally inclined to explain or lecture the child on the problem at hand. A better strategy is to ask the child questions so that they can come to conclusions on their own. This allows the child to have conversations with their parents and bounce ideas off them. As a result, they will learn how to problem solve effectively and healthily, as well as problem solve with another person. Final thoughts. Childhood is the time for children to learn how to communicate, interact, and cope with the world around them. As a parent, it is your job to help them become resilient and functional in the world. Three easy ways to help boost your child's resilience includes building an emotional connection with them, promoting healthy risk-taking, and letting them problem-solve. Obviously, all three of these techniques will take time and patience on your part, since children take a while to develop these skills. Nonetheless, your child will be thankful for you when they're older and able to cope with the world around them.